law lakodesh. He's called like a rishon the gear to kachim. And therefore, when he touches kachim, he makes it into a sheni. And therefore, this sheni can make a shlishi, and the shlishi can make even a ziyi bakodesh. And who are then that again, when the tzuyim touches this kodesh, the kodesh now becomes a sheni with tuma. If this sheni now would touch truma, it would pass to the truma. That's Amba Shor's halacha. That the mice is not just on posel, but it mamid becomes tamei. When a tzuyim touches the kachim, if mamid makes it tamei, it makes it into a sheni with tuma. So not like our Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir says, Mitame as a Kodesh. You could be Mitame with a Kodesh, but a place less a Truma. In other words, the Tfuyayim has a lach like a Sheni with Truma, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, when the Tfuyayim touches the Kodesh, it makes it into a Shlishi. And therefore, Shlishi by Kodesh can still make it a Ziyah by Kodesh. Therefore, Meir and Mitame as a Kodesh. It could be Mitame with a Kodesh. Now, once it's Mitame with a Kodesh, it makes the Kodesh into a shlishi, and we are doing a place less a truma. The tfuyim would touch truma, since the tfuyim is like a sheni, he would make the truma possible. That's the meyashita. So again, also not like a mishnah. But the chachamim may the chachamim say, kishem shu peso mashka truma v'yachle truma kachu peso mashka kodesh v'yachle kodesh. Chachamim say no, with tfuyim can only make a psul, cannot be metama. If only if he touches mashke of truma, means he touches, let's say, oil or wine, or who then he touches oichle truma, then he only passes them. The same thing by kachim also, when he touches kachim, he only makes it a psul, and not a tamei. So that's like our Mishnah, that a tsuyam only passes the kachim, it makes it itself tamei, but it cannot give over its tamei to something else. The case says, the chum hold that a tsuyam, it has loch of ikirak psul. Shum Dover, whatever he touches, he only passes it, he can never give it a real din tumma to give over tumma to something else. So here's how Mishnah goes at the Chom Sheet over here. Now, Omar Rava says that Labishoyal, according to Abishoyal, Mal also the Kutchim, that the Bodom made a special mile according to Abishoyal, and Shavim the Rabbon in the Tfuyam Kurishan. The Bodom made the Tfuyam like a Rishon of Tumma, and therefore when he touches the Kutchim, it makes it into a sheni, like we said before. The sheni makes it into a shlishi, the shlishi makes it into a vi. So that's the mother of the shul. Namad yom atchil lakodesh to kavu lakodesh sheni. The tafnam emasnisin. Kitzur Rava wants to say even according to Abba Shul, our Mishnah also come out good. That after Abba Shul holds that a tful yom makes the kachim into a sheni, that a tful yom itself is called like a rishon matoma. He wants to say with the rabbanim. That's what Rava is saying. That Rabbi Shol Malo also the Kachim, the Rabbanim made a special Malo, a special Chumra, Midi Rabbanim. That Midi Rabbanim we say, Shavim Rabbanim Tfuyam Kirishim. But Midi Raisa Nechnam, with the Din of the Mishnah Sohan by Midi Raisa. Midi Raisa, he also agrees that a Tfuyam could only pass the Kachim and not be able to make a Tamei. Now, the same test could be also according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Kiyechu Sheini, that Rabbi Meir says that he's Metame as a Kodesh, a Pesol. The court of the mayor that he's a sheni the tfuyim and he makes the kachim into a shlishi. That's also only le rabbanon chumim mid rabbanon. So that's also only chumim mid rabbanon. As midi writes, the mayor also agrees to our mishnah that the tfuyim can only pass the kachim. That he said the tfuyim is like a sheni and he makes the kachim into a shlishi. That's also only on my lot mid rabbanon. But le rabbanon according to chomishit over here, even the tavol, since the person went to the mikveh already today, even though he was told at the beginning, but then that tfuyam means he went to the mikveh that day, it's the kolash tumah. The term is kolash goes off a little bit. Therefore, the Rabbanan left it with a bindi right so that the posel meshavya, when the tfuyam touches the kachim now, it can only make a posel, the tamilah meshavya. The Rabbanan will not make any chumis here, and therefore only makes the psul, and does not make a tummy. So kids, according to Rabbi Mishnah came out according to either one of these three shittas, that the Mishnah saw a matter of Dindi Raisa, and Rabbi Shol and Rabbi Meir are only arguing out of my limit, how far the Rabbanim went to put the Chumras on the Tfuyay. Now the Mishnah says, who's the Domer Chayovim, that when you make the Azorius Hadam, where you have to save, so you make the Azor, then you have Mishnah Pigel. So, and here the Mishnah goes off. the Mishnah says. Once you make the asur, mila goes off. So where's the dayik? Mila hu the leka. Mashmi, if you make the asur and yifchat the soif, then the yisra mila goes off the basa. But mashma will you see ikar yisra and yisra for the kohen to reach from it. That's the mashma for the Mishnah, just the yisra mila goes off. Otherwise, the Mishnah should have said a sutta b'achilo. For the Mavi Amai, why? From the Mavi b'kanamu. Like once you make the asur sadam, that's like a zrika by korban, because now it's mutter for the Kohen to eat from the boss, that's mamish, the mammon. So why does the Mishnah only say the Yisra Mila goes off? They should have said stronger. They have to rachim yisrael. So the answer that we had before, on the Rabbi Chanina, I'll tell you, li yaitzin. We're talking about over here, that there was a psu yaitzin on the bottom, that the yaitz was taken outside the base of Mikdash already. And the Mishnah is going now to Rabbi Kiva. The young Rabbi Kiva holds, zrika miyalas li yaitzin. That even though there was a psu yaitzin on the bottom, it went out, even though he brought it back in again. Now when you make the zrika helps enough. That what? That there's no Yisra Mila? Renechanami, the La Basachili, it's not mutatid it. It's not called like a real Zrika Kshayla to Mata Tachili, that much known, since the Yisra Yotze Yitzchal does not go off. The key to sheet is only that the Zrika helps to take off the Yisra Mila. So that's what our Mishnah means to say, that Mila goes off. Renechanami, the Yisra Yotze still remains. Omer Ravun, Ravun, it says, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, that Mitzri Chati Seif, Eilimakif. That is the halacha by Chati Seif. A Chati Seif is like this. At first you're supposed to make Hazor. Supposed to claim to put his hands in the dam and make Hazor, sprinkle it onto the Mizdeach. Then the Torah says a Mitzri is supposed to take the Yaif and like squash it on to the Yisrael of the Mizdeach. That's the Avoid of a Chati. So Avuna Rav says that it is a Mitzri is Mitzri, that squashing out the dam on the Mizdeach, that's not Makif. And even if you don't do it, still you have your kapara. And no idea, the din tigur will be chal as soon as you make the hazor, even though before you made the mitzri. So that's the raya. The Tani Rav, because Rav learns the Mishnah, who's the dama? As soon as you made the hazor, as soon as you sprinkled from the dam itself onto the mizbeach, that's what's chal is the tigur. You do not have to wait till you make the mitzri. Now, Ravada bar Avram, he held in the name of Rav, in the name of Rav, Omer Rav, that mitzri chat to save mark, if he has no, that it's a void of mitzri of squashing the dam out of the neck like onto the Yisrael Mizbeach, that's also from the Ikra Dinam of Zerika. And therefore it's not called you Mekan the Mitzvah Zerika by the Schat to Seif until you make the mitzri of Yisrael Mizbeach. And therefore what did the Din Tigur will not be Chal until you make this mitzri on the Yisrael. So the more interesting, the Tony Rav Mitzvah Dama, and the Rav is going to change around the Gears of Namishna. According to this chart. Even though in our Mishnah it says Huza, our Mishnah says Huza Dama Chayav Mala Mishnah Pigul. But according to this girl, so we have according to this chart around, we have to change around and say Mitzu Dama. That when you finish off the Azor completely and make the Mitzu, when you take the ice and squash it against the Yisrael of the Mizbeach to get all this dam out, that's called the Gemal of the Zrika. And that's called the Kuvei. Delimar says, Tashma coming here. It says, the Pasuk says, V'yanishu badam yimotze. The leftover dam, after the Azor, you have to squash it on the Mizbeach. It says, M'yimotze, yimotze, yisrael the Mizbeach. Chatesi, mashmudat yiko, avoid the sabachatis. So this time, when the Rav Adam Arav, I know the Seer, V'yanishu badam yimotze. Chatesi, needs to say, that's the mitzvah, that's when you can, the mitzvah chatis. What is the code you finish the avoid of the chatis? When you make the mitzvah adam. So before that you did not finish the Avodah, that's not called the Gemar Zrika, that's called the Kuvin Zrika, it's very good, the Pasuk. Ela, though, according to the first sheet, Ela, Rav Huna, three yods know that you become the mitzvah with the Hazor when you first sprinkle the Kohen, puts his hands in the dam, with the Etzba, makes Hazor on the Mizbeach, you become the mitzvah Zrika, so my V'yanisha, what's the Pasuk mean to say V'yanisha, Mashmek, you have to do it, why do you have to do it? So for instance, could you tell me the verb Yishmael? All the person needs to say, Shem Nisha, means to say that if it was left over, not that you have to have leftover dam, because if you have leftover dam, then the mitzvah is Mechatchila to make a mitzvah to squash it onto the side. But what then if you do not do this, still you'll be Yatsa. So the more still, or my Chatesi, what the person needs to say, Chatesi? So my answer is, I raise Shenachanam, and the Pasuk says Chatesi, does not mean the end of the Pasuk of the mitzvah, but it means the beginning of the Pasuk. As soon as you make the Azor, you become the Avoider, that's called the good Avoider, the Chatesi. Oh, Malay Ravacha Bure, the Rav of the Ravashi, Ela Meyativ. So, if you want to say in the Pesach, says the Hanisha Badam, does that mean you have to have the Mitzvah Dam? Just means if it's left over, do it. But does not mean Likuvom. If so, Gabi Mincha. The same halacha supplied by Mincha also. You see, the Pesach says the Hanoseris. Then what you have left over after you make the Kmitza, the Pesach says then, the Hanoseris, left over of the Mincha. The Pesach says, Mina Mincha, the Yahun Levon should be to Aaron Levonov. So what do you want to tell me? Hochinani, the Pesach just means Shin Mitusa. If you have left over Shirayim, but not the Likuva. As the Pesach before said, the Komat Mishom Alekumsa. The Kohen has to come and take a handful out of the Mincha, the Kmitza, from the flour, from the oil, call of Anos, and he burns it. And then it says down the service. So what do you want to tell me? Even after you made the Kmitzah, if for some reason the Shrine got lost, still you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Mincha. Still you could burn the Kmitzah, you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah. When the Pesach says down the service, left over, does not mean it has to be. Just if you have. Because the more is that true, according to you, the way you said by the Nisha Badam, that's what it means. So it should be the same Malacha by Mincha. And we'll soon see we know not like that. But since the Chita, maybe you want to tell me, how could I mistake it true like that, that he, once you make the Kmitza, even though afterwards it gets lost, part of the Shrayim, still you could burn the Kmitza and be in the kind of the Mitzvah,